Perek of Kalim, first Mishnah, Cheres, Sheinu Yochalam, Vnei Oznoi. We're talking about a Kli Cheres, a part of it got broken, and as a result of that, now it cannot stand up because it has some type of handle coming out of it. Osha, Hoye by Chodut, Chidit Machrio, or it has a point down the bottom and it causes it to tilt. Tohor. In other words, in order for a kli cheres in mekabel tumah, it has to be able to stand up by itself. And if it's going to fall over when you put it on the table, then it's tohor. Nitla oizen v'nishva chidud tohor. Even if that handle breaks off afterwards, or they flattened off the point on the bottom, it's still tohor because once it became tohor, it remains tohor. Rabbi Yehuda Matam, he says no, because it was tohor till now, but now it's usable again, it becomes tummy. Chovish and nifchas avim mekabel asal toif neseo, a jug that got broken, and now instead of being able to stand it up on the from its bottom, you can stand it up on the side. I guess not a round one, it's a square, a rectangular one. Or broken half, and it remains, each half is like a little receptacle by itself. Because he says that a kli is cheres that is broken is metama only if it's mekabel in its natural state from the bottom up, but if you have to lay it on its side in order for it to be receive the liquid now, hold the retain the liquid now, it is tar. What does the Chum say? As long as it can retain the liquid, even though it's doing it on its side, it is tummy.